KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's get a look at high school sports. Lots of it. Had a nice night. Got a lot of makeups to get in here this spring season. Girls golf last night. It was Clarinda edging Atlantic 190 to 197. Atlantic had the top two golfers, though. Alyssa Ginther shot 40 for medalist honors, and Bailey Newell was runner-up with a 42. IKM Manning edge Audubon by a stroke, 247 to 248. Jasmine Turner of Audubon had the low round of 47. Riverside beat Logan Magnolia, 242 to 246. Alyssa Brink of Riverside shot 51. Underwood edging Tri-Center, 220 to 221. Kemper Catholic beat Denison, 204 to 212. Creston over Southwest Valley, 182 to no team score. And Lewis Central and Red Oak played to a 232 draw. Fifth score decided it. Lewis Central the winner. In boys golf last night, it was Atlantic defeating Clarinda, 170 to 209. Ben Reno of Atlantic shot 36. He was medalist. Runner-up was Matt Gearhart of Atlantic, who posted a 40. IKM Manning beat Audubon 176 to 200. Riverside over Logan Magnolia 169 to 201. Tri-Center 178 to 182. Winners over Underwood is Zach Matthews of Tri-Center, shot 40. Creston 167 last night to beat Shenandoah, who shot 175. And Southwest Valley, who also posted a 175. Glenwood shot a 159 on the way to a win over Nebraska City and Plattsmouth last night. Also in high school girls tennis last night, Clarinda defeated Atlantic 8-1. Hannah Holtz, the only winner for Atlantic last night individually. Shenandoah beat Harlan 9-0. Lewis Central over Red Oak 5-4. Denison beat Sioux City East 9-0. And Kemper Catholic over Sioux City North 6-3. In boys tennis, Atlantic swept all but the number 5 singles matches on their way to an 8-1 win over Clarinda. Shenandoah beat Harlan 5-4. St. Albert 6-3 over Lewis Central. St. Albert beat Red Oak 7-2. Glenwood over Thomas Jefferson 9-0. Ballard beat Creston 5-1. Ballard and Kemper Catholic split 6 matches. Kemper Catholic beat Creston 4-2. Denison over Bishop Heelan Catholic 8-1. And Denison over Sioux City North 7-2. In high school soccer last night, in girls action, it was AHSTW over Missouri Valley 1-0. Trainer beat Riverside 10-0. Tri-Center over Underwood 1-0. Abe Lincoln 9-0 over Sioux City West. And Thomas Jefferson edged Sioux City North 3-2. In boys soccer, it was St. Albert over Atlantic 1-0. Tri-Center defeated Underwood, winning on penalty kicks 4-3. AHSTW beat Missouri Valley 9-0. Harlan over Denison in double overtime 2-0. Glenwood over Kemper Catholic 3-2. Abraham Lincoln beat Riverside 10-0. And Bishop Heelan Catholic over Thomas Jefferson 3-1. Lots of high school track around the area last night. At the Tiger Knight Relays up in Carroll last night, it was Denison and Atlantic, both picking up victories. The Denison girls, the Atlantic boys, were team champs. On the girls' side, the Lady Monarchs, 141 points. That wins over Atlantic, who was second at 104. Creston, 86. Carroll, 59. Boone, round out the top five. Ellie Mendlick had a nice night last night, picking up wins in the 100 meters. And she was also part of three different relay events that were winners last night. For Atlantic, they got only one win last night. That was Taylor McCready in the 3,000 meters. On the boys' side, Atlantic had 175 points, and they were champs. Abe Lincoln was runner-up with 107. Denison, Kemper Catholic, and Carroll were the next three in the top five. Atlantic won 11 different events last night. Zade Nicholson won the 200. He was also part of the 4x1, 4x2, and sprint medley relay teams. Chase Mullinex won the 400 meters, and he was also part of the 4x4 and 4x800-meter teams that were champs. Craig Becker pulled home a win in the 800 meters and was part of the 4x4 and 4x8 team. Grant Reed ran in the 110 hurdles and won that. He was also part of the sprint medley and 4x1 teams. Jackson Eden won the 1600 meters, and he was also part of that 4x8 team, while Jalen Peterson won the 3200 meters last night to help pick up wins for Atlantic. Also, Dylan Sontag, Tyler Moen, Zeke Whetstone, Sam Graner, and Jaden Barnwell were all part of those different relays last night that were winners for Atlantic. Also at the Tiger Relays in Griswold last night, Griswold and Underwood were the winners in the AA race. Underwood had 128 points to edge Spirit Lake, who had 127. Missouri Valley was third. Shenandoah and Trainer, the top five. The Eagles had five champions on the night. Missouri Valley had four wins. Also last night in the Class A portion of the meet, Griswold the winner with 139 points. Audubon was second with 107. Southwest Valley, Fremont Mills, and Riverside, the top five. Griswold got wins by Preston Good in the 400 and the 400-meter hurdles. Josh Brownlee also had a couple of wins for the Tigers in the 1600 and 3200. Audubon's Joseph Zeiger also had a nice night, winning the discus and the shot put events, and he was also part of the distance medley relay team that was a winner. Skyler Schultes won the 110 high hurdles also last night for Audubon. Southwest Valley had three relay wins last night, the 4x1, the 4x2, and the shuttle hurdle relay. Also, Christian McEwen won the high jump, and Addison Bull took the long jump in last night's event. Fremont Mills and Riverside each had two wins. For Riverside, it was Val Andrashushin winning the 100 and 200. Tri-Center also had a win by their 4x800-meter relay team. At the Timberwolf Invitational in Corning last night, Shenandoah with 137 points, the team champs. Phillies were followed by Red Oak, Nottoway Valley, Southwest Valley, and Clarinda. Those are your top five. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley won the 800 and was also part of the sprint medley relay team that picked up championship. They also won the shuttle hurdle relay event last night. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills, her usual terrific night. She won the 400 hurdles also last night. Griswold's Jocelyn Amos, also a winner in the long jump, while Tara Peterson of Stanton won the 400 meters. Down in Hamburg at the Sydney Cowboy Invitational, Sydney picked up a win with 173 points. Clarinda Academy, the Glenwood JV, East Mills, and Essex round out the top five. Drake Johnson of Stanton won the 110 high hurdles and the 400 low hurdles in that meet last night. Abraham Lincoln was a winner last night with 115 points at the ALTJ Invitational. Glenwood placed second with 109 points in that event last night. Also, Harlan had some nice nights as well. Chloe Hansen picked up a win in the 400 hurdles. Grace Lee Castor, the 3,000 meters, also a winner last night. At the Waukee Invitational, the Harlan, Lewis Central, and TJ Boys all participated. The Titans won the team championship. They had 111 and a third points in the Class 2A division. Thomas Jefferson was seventh overall. Logan Jones won the discus and the shot put for Lewis Central, as they also had a relay win in the 4x100 meters. Harlan has had 84 points running in the Class A division. And Nick Foss, again, a winner last night, taking the 200-meter title. Also at the OABCIG Invitational, IKM Manning had a fourth-place finish in both the girls' and boys' events last night. The only winner for IKM Manning was Jared Johnson. He was a champ in the high jump. West Central Valley also hosting its Wildcat relays last night. On the girls' side, ACGC was the team winner with 169 points. Van Meter was second. Among the individual champions last night for ACGC, Audrey Stowe took the 800-meter run. Kate Crawford took the 1,500 and 3,000-meter titles. Maddie McDermott was a winner in the discus. Sarah Schmeling took the long jump championship, while the 4x100-meter, 4x200-meter, and distance medley relay titles all went to ACGC last night. On the boys' side at that West Central Valley meet, it was Van Meter winning with 148 points. ACGC just 4 points back in second at 144. For ACGC, they got wins from Dylan Soper in the 100-meter dash. Clay Billheimer took the title in the 400 meters and the 800 meters. Billheimer also took the 1,600-meter championship. Noah Nelson wins the 3,200 meters last night for ACGC. Caden Warden also won the long jump event last night for the Chargers. In baseball, John Lester's 100th Cubs start was a fine one as he threw two-hit ball while allowing an unearned run in the Cubs' 8-5 win over the Cardinals. Lester struck out seven and didn't allow a hit until Jed Jerko lined a one-out single in the fifth. Jason Hayward hit a two-run homer for the Cubs, while Chris Bryant and Kyle Schwarber each drove in two apiece. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh 7-0. Atlanta over the New York Mets 12-4. Milwaukee beat Miami 12-3. Arizona over San Francisco 3-1. In the American League, it was Detroit over Baltimore 13-8. Houston beat Seattle 9-2. The Yankees over Toronto 4-3. Boston 8-2 over the LA Angels. Cincinnati Reds manager Brian Price is looking for work. He's the first Major League manager to be fired this season, and the first in 2002 to be dismissed in April. The Reds are off to a 3-15 start. The Cardinals have recalled outfielder Tyler O'Neill from AAA Memphis and they option pitcher John Brebbia to the farm team. Manager Mike Matheny says O'Neill will make his Major League debut soon. In NBA playoffs last night, the Philadelphia 76ers, a 128-108 win over the Miami Heat. The Heat will host Game 4 on Saturday. Warriors are up 3-0 in their first-round series with the Spurs. Kevin Durant had 26 points to help a 110-97 win at San Antonio for Golden State. Game 4 is Sunday in San Antonio. The Pelicans need one more victory to advance to the second round for the first time in 10 years and can sweep Saturday at home, as New Orleans beat the Trailblazers 119-102 last night. In the NHL playoffs, the Boston Bruins head home with a 3-1 lead in the first round, as Brad Marchand scored the tie-breaking goal late in the second period, and Tuukka Rask stopped 31 shots. The Bruins beat the Maple Leafs 3-1 in Toronto. Also last night, the Capitals beat the Blue Jackets 4-1, tying that opening round series at 2 games apiece. Saturday is Game 5 in Washington. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.